This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So what was your experience like working on the movie?
Well, I've worked with Brad for over a dozen years or so, and in the capacity of art and design. And so it was great to... I didn't do any design work on the film, but it was great to work with Brad again, but just in this different capacity.
For my recording, could you actually say your name?
Oh, my name is Lou Romano.
He plays...
Linguini.
Sounds like Linguini.
It's right. Recording. Sorry.
Right.
How
much of yourself... Obviously, you seem to create a lot of yourself in this character, it seems.
Right.
Was that something that you brought to the table right from the beginning, that you wanted to... that you saw a lot of yourself in him?
I think that's something that Brad... was one of the reasons why he wanted to keep me in the film. I know they were looking for other actors to try the role, but he pushed to keep me cast, and thanks to John Lasseter, he supported that. And it's not uncommon, you know, at Pixar, for other people employees to do voices for the films.
Do you have a fear of rats?
No, I like rats. I mean, they had some at the studio in cages when they were studying them for their movements and fur and stuff.
How good a cook are you?
I'm not that good of a cook.
So that part was real.
Right, that was real. But yeah, I like rats are okay.
What could you cook? What's your specialty? Everyone's got...
Well, I like, I can cook pasta sauces and some Italian food, you know. I can do that.
Were you the first person to sort of record the voice? Animators that got...
No, they asked... I was the first person to... I mean, partly they had some photos of me early on because they were kind of basing the character on my some of the features. And so they asked me to do the voice really early on, just the scratch dialogue, the temporary, voice recording. So,
what can you see of yourself in him?
I think some of the facial features, like my nose and hair a little bit, is changed, but
did he used to have darker hair then?
No, he always had that red hair and that little beard.
What was your reaction when you finally saw the final version?
It was pretty amazed, and floored, because I had kept myself from seeing too much of the finished footage, finished shots, and was really amazed when we saw the film at the wrap party, just because I feel it's the most handcrafted looking film that Pixar's made, that has this kind of richness to it.
Is there a relationship between you and Ray Romano, or is that just a...
That's just coincidence. Yeah.
It's like, Lou Romano and then Brad Garrett.
Right.
Really, really, yeah. What to you were the biggest challenges of recording this on your own? Because you recorded everything on your own.
Right.
Yet the film works because of the relationship between you and the rat.
Right.
So was it difficult for you to create, to imagine that relationship while you were alone in a recording booth?
It was. I mean, I think most of my scenes are with Remy, and so it required, I think, a big part of it is just having an imagination to picture the characters you're interacting with and also the environment you're in, and which I think that's common for this type of work, just because actors are usually in isolation. But working with Brad is great because Brad Bird, because he's a great person to have to work off of,
Can you talk a little bit more about your working relationship with Brad? You've worked together since Iron Giant?
Yeah, I mean, I worked with him. Actually, the first thing we did was Ray Gun, which was a project he had developed that was shelved. And then he went on to, to direct The Iron Giant, and I did a little bit of work for him on that, and obviously The Incredibles was the longest thing we've done together
behind the scenes.
But he's a really inspiring a great mentor, you know, just in how he conveys a vision and gets you on board, you know, and to visualize kind of what he's picturing, you know. But he also is great because he's very specific, but he'll allow you to bring what you have to the table, you know. And he's great in that way in terms of collaboration.
As when you were recording, does he constantly come up with new ideas, and is he writing them down as he goes, or is he just really focused on the work at hand?
Actually, a lot of the time when we were recording, he'd rewrite stuff in the booth, and you know, sometimes it would always be written beforehand, and he'd be very specific on certain things, but certain lines, he was always trying to make it better, you know, and always like rewriting right in the booth.
So how many recording sessions did you do, and how long are they how long have you been there for?
Sometimes it was kind of sporadic, because sometimes I'd go down and maybe record just for 5 minutes, maybe one line. I think it's easier because I was in the building. So, I mean, when they record with Ian Holm or Janine, it's like they get them for 3 or 4 hour chunk of time. But sometimes I'd be in there for an hour, sometimes 20 minutes, 5 minutes.
You know. Did you have any input into the design of that? Because you're obviously production design and background. Did you have any?
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't involved in the art end of the film at all on this one, just because I was really busy on The Incredibles, you know, and then I took a year off after that and came back, and now I'm on Up, you know, on Pete Docter's film.
Did you get to go to Paris and sample the gastronomic delights?
No, I did. No, I've been to France, in the south of France, but I haven't been to Paris yet.
I was going to ask you, I wanted to get to Up as well, but what do you think? Do you think The Incredibles 2 will ever happen?
Maybe. I mean, I know it definitely is set up for a potential sequel, you know, and it'd be interesting to see what happens with the family after.
Would you like to be involved in that?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would. If Brad was involved in it, I definitely would.
Well, I think Brad could lead all of Pixar to like the desert with no water. And
right,
follow.
Right.
But his next film is apparently a live action movie.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
So,
so let's talk about actually Up. They've announced details or some details on Up, and they've also recently put out a lot of info on WALL-E.
WALL-E, right.
So, what's your opinion on WALL-E and the first third being basically silent, and then? You know, what do you think about Up, and what can you tell us?
What I've seen of WALL-E, I think what I like about it, I think that first third is my favorite, because it is done with no dialogue at all. I mean, it's all vocalizations, and it should be interesting. I mean, I like the idea of it as a love story, but with robots, you know. And Up is going well right now, and you know that's been announced. It's kind of like an adventure story, but with an old man, you know, like a coming of old age story. That's what they
coming of old age.
Yeah, that's how they've that's cool. announced it. But it's going well right now.
What's your typical like day like working on it?
We'll have. Every week we'll have reviews with Pete and Bob Peterson, who's the co-director, and I'm right now working a lot on the design work of some of the environments, like a lot of it takes place in a jungle-esque environment, for which we went to Venezuela for a research trip.
Couldn't go to Paris, but you got
right, Venezuela, so that was fun.
Is it a present day thing, or is it a different world?
It's this world, you know. So, but and it does take place in the present day, but has some starts in kind of in the past of the main character's life, and kind of progresses to the present day.
This question is for a kids' magazine, so hopefully you'll go with me here.
Okay.
What would you do? I don't know, I apologize to everyone. What would you do if you found out that a rat had cooked you your dinner?
Well, I guess if it was really good, I would I'd be okay with it. I'm okay with rats, but I actually saw some in New York, you know, in the subways, and those rats are terrifying. You know, I don't know if you've seen them. They're enormous, but yeah.
So do you prefer, voice work or design work?
I really love doing both. I mean, they kind of tap into different...
design is your day job, right? That's the main gig.
Right. Yeah. Design work, so... But I think that's partly why I got into animation, because it encompassed so many interests, you know, music, design, performance.
Did you get to, or are you doing any voice in Up?
No, I've done some scratch work for Up, but still to be seen if it'll be kept in the film or not.
And so is Up going to be your primary thing until that movie comes out? Because I know that even though they haven't announced things after Toy Story 3,
right,
I'm assuming that there's many other ideas that are currently floating around that they're, you know, working pre-production on.
Yeah, there are a few others that are in the works that haven't been announced. But I think I'll primarily be working on Up.
You think with all this advance in computer technology that they've learned a way of not waiting 5 years for these things?
Right, I know.
Do you think that technology is still behind the eight ball on as far as CGI animation?
Well, I think to a certain degree, just because of how time intensive it is to make a film. And you know, I mean, like a live action film can have a year or 2 year turnaround, whereas animated films take so much longer. But hopefully that gap will become narrower.
What is your job title on Up? Are you production designer again?
No, not on this one. I'm art directing. So, yeah.
And can you, as an Incredibles, as you worked on Incredibles, are there any Incredibles in Ratatouille that you can spot?
Actually, you remember Bon Voyage, who was... he's the French kind of mime character that Mr. Incredible kind of meets in the bank at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually in the background of like one of the scenes. Yeah, that's right. So
any other characters that are hidden away there?
There might be that I'm not sure of. Maybe a couple other ones. But
no other Incredibles then.
No, but I was surprised when I saw Bon Voyage. Too, you know, that was a kind of...
They usually like to put a few of their old characters.
Yeah.
I would imagine there's Buzz and everybody else somewhere in the movie.
Somewhere, yeah.
No one from Up?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. Or Wally, because sometimes they...
No, because they're still in development, or still, you know...
So the trailer for Wally in San Francisco. That was all I know.
I was going to ask you, do you think Pixar will ever reach the point where they'll be able to put out two movies a year, or do you think they want to maintain this one a year kind of policy? It's one a year.
It's hard to say. I mean, they might, but if they did, they would have to really double in size. I mean, we're already at 1,000, you know, employees. So.
I think.